you know that from your position, you can change your situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully as God's servant brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
Shout hallelujah. If you are glad to be here, shout aloud hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You dared coronavirus. Oh God. Oh boy. Now listen. Psalm 91 verse 10 is your portion. No evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Hallelujah. Somebody declare, say, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague, come near my dwelling. Look at your neighbor. Now, don't be afraid of coronavirus. Come on now. Look at your neighbor. Say, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because you have dared coronavirus, you put fear aside. You travel the path of faith to be here. God has a special package for you. Please. Give me the ministry. Play the keyboard. Now, I saw a revelation. It's a repeat revelation. But let me tell you this. There is a woman here. God is giving you a special child. I'd like you to listen. God is actually trusting you with that child. Because it's a child of destiny. Is one of the great end time prophets that will usher in the coming of the king. The case similar to your case is like the case of Hannah in the season of confusion, pollution, and unrighteousness. The height of ungodliness in Israel, God sent a prophet through a woman that had been waiting. And you are that woman of the end time order, bringing a great prophet into this world. I'm going to pray for you. Just keep your finger crossed. I'm going to share the revelation I saw. You are like the Old Testament case of Zechariah. Because when you read Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 2, it's still an extension of the Old Testament. The New Testament was not cut until Jesus died on the cross and shed his precious blood. A testament cannot be enforced until there is the death of the testator. Jesus Christ our Lord operated on the earth, walked on the earth under the Old Testament. That's why whenever he healed the leper, cleansed the leper, he asked them to say, go and do what the Lord demanded. The New Testament was caught on the cross when he died. You're like that woman, Elizabeth. Both herself and her husband, they were walking in uprightness before God. They were blameless. You see, it is not every challenge that we have as a result of sin. No. No. They were not sinning at all. They were the testimony of the scripture. They were upright, not in the sight of men, in the sight of God. And yet they were barren. Why? For a purpose. The coming of their baby was for an appointed time. If the baby had come earlier, it wouldn't have been John the Baptist. If he had come later, it wouldn't have been John the Baptist. There was a set time when John the Baptist must appear to prepare the way for the Messiah. So people didn't understand them. A lot of people say they were priests and they're living in sin. That's why they're barren. Some will come to their trees and whatever, working their tongue. But the day came when Zechariah was on the altar ministering to God. It was his duty to minister. And the angel Gabriel appeared and announced the birth of his special child. Please, let me get a glass of water. Room temperature. Announced the birth of a special child. And you know what? Even the prophet didn't believe. The priest, he had come to accept the condition as, it's okay, I can't change it. Let me relate to it. And the angel of God said, I'm Gabriel. You don't believe? You'll be dumb for a season until my word comes to pass. And John the Baptist came because it was the appointed time. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time has come. Thank you. Pastor, I was on my face praying, getting ready for this meeting, when I saw this quick vision again. And I saw women coming to this altar and picking babies and returning to their seats. Picking babies, returning to their seat. Picking babies, returning to their seat. So when you come here tonight, that's how God is opening my session with you. Wait a minute, I didn't come to preach. Pastor Ose is here. He's a great preacher. Any witness in the house? My son Dele Osumakinde is here. He's a great preacher. If it is teaching the word of faith, your pastor is an icon. Is an icon. So I didn't come to teach. I didn't come to preach. I've come with the Father's blessing. And all of you, you are blessed. Irreversibly blessed. Irrevocably blessed. Perpetually blessed. Your children are blessed. Even the children that are still in your loins, that have not come yet, they are blessed. For the generation of the upright shall prosper, shall be blessed. Your generation is blessed. From generation to generation, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. What you came expecting today, God is giving it to you. Receive it now. And because our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, today you will exceed your expectation. Receive your blessing in the name of Jesus. So ladies that are believing God for babies, come and pick your baby, come and carry your baby now. Just come from wherever. Just come from wherever. If you are the man and you are believing God for a child in your family, come. You can stand in for your husband. You can stand in for your wife. Just from everywhere, just come. You're not coming to pray. You have prayed and prayed and prayed. You have fasted. I declare to you, as I stand on this sacred altar, under this cloud of glory, your prayers are answered. Amen. Your days of waiting are over. Amen. Your days of crying are over. Amen. Your children are delivered to your hands. Amen. Receive them. For the God we served on this holy altar is the God that make the barren keep house and become a joyful mother of children. Each and every one of you, you become a joyful mother of children. In the name of Jesus. And you, my daughter, that have been marked out as the mother of a special prophet. Now listen. 9 months, 3 weeks from today. Check your calendar. 9 months, 3 weeks from today. Prophet John will arrive. For his name shall be called John. Just like the first John heralded the first coming of the Messiah, this John shall herald the second coming, the last coming of the Messiah. Receive your babies. Receive your baby. Receive your baby. Everybody just praying in the spirit for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Everybody. Everybody. One more minute, praying in the Holy Ghost. Bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, worship team, please get on the altar for me. Now, all of you that are kneeling down before the altar of the Lord, get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. In these days, when they said you shouldn't shake hands with anybody, I'm going to shake your hands. And the hands I shake, by the mercy of the Most High God, in 15 months from now, each and every one of you, according to the word of the Lord, who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of the messenger, of his messenger, each and every one of you, whatever had been the reason for delay is reversed.
Amen.
15 months. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Within 15 months, every one of you, you will carry your babies in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Give us music. Just worship him. The one who is able. Yes, yes, yes. Give him glory. Come on now. Bless you. Bless
you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you.
Bless you. Bless
you.
Bless
you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you.
We give
bless
you glory, Lord.
Bless you.
You glory, Lord.
Bless you.
Bless
you. Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Wednesday, I preached, I ministered at a church in Abuja. You know the gentleman. I was going to that church for the first time. And then in the midst of the ministration, the Spirit of the Lord came on me and I began to minister by word of knowledge. Several. And it was one. And you are here, you are owing a large amount of money. The debt had been due for payment for over 2 weeks. And you didn't have any means by which you could pray, pay, or you can pay. No means. You look around, no help. And the matter had become an embarrassment. And within 3 days, the Lord is sending you help. Now, wait a minute. I was going to board a plane this morning when the pastor sent me a testimony. Say, Daddy, the testimonies have come flooding in. I'm forwarded a testimony of a woman and said, the man of God said, the debt is due 2 weeks and I didn't have a way of paying. It was me. And it had become an embarrassment. They calling me and harassing me. And they said if I do not pay by Friday, which is today, they will take me to arbitration. But yesterday, 24 hours after the ministration, somebody came and gave me enough money to clear all the debt and leave surplus over according to the word of the Lord. Okay, if you want to clap, go ahead and clap. God wants to cancel debt supernaturally here now. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I want all eyes closed in the house. You are in debt. No matter the magnitude, no matter the amount, no matter how long, and you've been trying to clear the debt, it just will not go. And you are putting your trust in the Lord. The one who brought money out of the mouth of a fish. The one who brought water out of the rock of flames. The one who made a way where there appeared to be no way. The God of abundance. The God who said the silver is mine, the gold is mine. If you are in that situation, just lift your right hand to God. And when I pray and make prophetic declaration, the whole house will say amen. Because I want all eyes closed. I do not want the voice of those who are owing money to be heard. Let the voice of everybody be heard as I declare. Now, receive your breakthrough. I command divine help to locate you. I command more than enough. 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Over the next 5 days, you will receive heavy bank alerts. The debt is liquidated. Amen. Surplus has come. Amen. You will testify. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If you receive it, come and give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Pastor. Listen, Pastor. I was preaching for Pastor Ojuemade. I need to mention this because this is heavy. Is heavy. January the 2nd this year, not long ago, this year, Pastor, I think you were there. January 2nd, I preached, ministered to the people, gave out a call, and I handed the microphone over to Butch. I was going to go back to the hotel. And he says, sir, the Lord impressed on my heart I should pray for people with cancer. Do you remember? So pray for. I said, fine. Cancer is a name. If it has a name, it has a boss. At the name of Jesus, every name shall bow. Of things in heaven, of things on earth, including cancer, of things under the earth. So I picked the microphone and I rebuked that thing. I commanded that arrow of death that had been shot against people's body to be destroyed. Now, unbeknown to me, and I'm sure Pastor Poju didn't know, one man was in a Toronto hospital dying of cancer. A Nigerian man. His wife was beside him. They want to be treated in Canada. And he was connected online and received his healing. Received his healing. I was preaching in Lagos. He was connecting in Canada. He said he felt something went through his body. So he called the nurse and said, "Take the gadget off me. I'm here." And you trust them in the West. They were not going to take that risk. They said, "No, no." The man insisted, he said, "I'm here. Look at me. I've not been as vibrant as this. I'm here." When it was becoming an argument, they asked if both himself and his wife will sign against medical advice. They said, "We are ready." Anyway, to cut long story short, the man is in Nigeria, back in Nigeria. But before they let him out of the hospital, they took him through their machine and they didn't find one cancer cell. Come and give the Lord a big shout. Give him a big shout. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Let me share one testimony because I want to minister healing now. Healing is children's bread. When the sacrifice, a woman came to Jesus Christ, asked for deliverance for her daughter. He said, "How do we give children's bread and cast it to dogs?" Healing is children's bread. Please let me tell you, neighbor, say healing. It's children's bread. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And we chastised by him. He sent his word. And he healed them. And delivered them from their destruction. Your pastor is anointed for healing. So you are familiar. But I'm not repeating what he has been doing or what he has been saying. I'm only ministering as led by the Holy Spirit. You say, "Oh, is Baba not going to preach? I'm already preaching. Is Baba not going to teach? I'm already teaching." And you know, you have been hearing teaching and teaching and teaching. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Pastor Obaje, the young man in Abuja on Wednesday, when I came, I was meeting him for the first time. Two people navigated my going there. Ojo Yemade and Dr. Albert in Ibadan, Oduwole. They prevailed on me and they recommended him. So I came. He received me in the hotel room with an astonishing testimony. He said, "Daddy, there is a lady you must meet tonight." Son, you are there. "There's a lady you must meet tonight." I said, "Tell me about it." "She was born in Christ Life Church, your church in Ibadan. She grew up, we were mates in the university, we were in the same level. When I started the church in Abuja, she became a member of my church. She got married, and they have been looking for children for years. No baby." He said, "Because they are blessed, they have done IVF at least 10 times. If people would do IVF 10 times, it means they are very desperate. I was watching where he was going. He said, this woman will be sick. It will be terrible. Then they went to South Africa to do a complete medical checkup. And they gave her a verdict that she can never have a baby. That she had the body of a 90-year-old woman. That her body is like somebody who had been menopause for the past 45 years. You were there, listen. So she came back depressed. She was suicidal. Many times she wanted to kill herself. Pastor will intervene. He said, let me just take my life so my husband can marry another woman and move on with his life. He said, no, you're going to have your baby. You're going to have your baby. You're going to have your baby. Now tell someone to beside you, say tonight, you are going to have your miracle. I don't know what a miracle is. There's no limit to what God can do. You brave every odd to be here tonight. Oh, God will exceed your expectation. He said 2 years ago, and Pastor, you should remember, he said 2 years ago that was the year I ministered only one day at Wabek, because I was going to England for a meeting. You should remember, one night. He said, you went to that meeting from Abuja as a pastor of this lady with one thing on her mind. Lord, please, let the word of this woman come. Let the word just come as a pastor. So he requested from Pastor Poju they could live stream the meeting, particularly when I was ministering, and said, go ahead. So he told the woman, go to church and watch us on the screen. He said, as I stepped on the altar, I didn't even preach. I just said, okay, I'm traveling tonight, but I must be here. There is somebody here. They said, you can never have a child. Who speaks? And it comes to pass when the Lord has not spoken. Said that negative word over your life is cancelled. Receive your baby. He said, as soon as I began to speak, he took his phone and called the wife. I said, there's so-and-so to go to the screen and connect. The wife said, She's already there. Receiving the word. Said that year, she conceived. He said, Daddy, I had the joy. He said, in my church, children are coming so many that I don't name children anymore. My pastor named them. But this one, I named the child. I was joyful. I saw her carry her baby. Ooh. Listen to me. They said your sickness has no cure. I don't care what name they call it. SS, sickle cell anemia, diabetics, hypertension, leukemia, a growth that is growing and growing again. Somebody, you are hearing me, with a skin disease that have refused to go away. The skin disease refused to go away. In spite of every treatment, whatever affliction, whatever works of the devil, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Whatever sickness, whatever plague, whatever affliction, whatever growth, whatever cancer, whatever leukemia, whatever deafness, whatever blindness, whatever fibroid, whatever skin challenge, skin disease, makabula sharamoto karika daboko diatabaya, sickle cell anemia, mapai de buku de ketoria bagaba, diabetics, marimuku de ketu, kubrimuku de ketrebuguda, hypertension, whatever name it is called, right now, I send the word of healing. Sickness, get out. And never return. Never return. Never return. Never return. Each one of you, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. That person with the skin disease, the God of Elisha, who cleansed Naaman, and his skin became like that of a little baby, that God is cleansing you. You are healed. 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 An affliction shall not arise a second time. In the name of Jesus. We are under an open heaven. The heaven is open. The angels of God are descending and ascending. Everybody praying in the Holy Ghost. And connect. Connect with a great blessing. Don't keep quiet. Connect. 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 Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You are going back home blessed. Amen. Blessed. Amen. Blessed. Amen. Blessed. Amen. You have had testimonies of people. You too, you will testify. Amen. It is settled. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand as we see them. High favor. Let me drop a few words before we go. Mama Funke, please, if I can have another glass. Thank you. I'm home. How many of you know I'm a member of GLT? And I'm glad to be and proud to be. Praise the Lord. Your pastors are outstanding, distinguished people. They love the Lord with all their hearts. They are crazy about Jesus. And they love GLT with some strange passion. They love you guys. You are blessed to be under the leadership of these people. Come and give them a big hand, please. Give them a big hand. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. I know they've gone to Lagos, but they've not left you. Sit down. Sit down. They have only they've gone to take over Lagos. And Pastor Sheikh and Pastor Funke, Lagos will bow before you. I speak as one of the watchmen over this nation. Lagos will bow before you. You will possess the land. You will possess the land. The congregation the Lord will give you will be many times larger than Ephes congregation. The Lord will multiply you. You shall not be few. He will also glorify you. You will not be small. That prophecy will find fulfillment in Lagos. It is well with you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 28. An angel of the Lord was sent to pronounce high favor upon a young lady, Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. What is salutation? An angel of the Lord came, Gabriel, and made a declaration. I am God's angel sent to you today. I decree, I declare, you are highly favored. Amen. For the rest of your life, you will walk in high favor. Amen. Before we talk about high favor, the Bible talks of favor all through the scripture. In Psalm 5 verse 12, for thou, Lord, we bless the righteous with favor without compassing as a shield. That's say, you will surround him with favor. To the left, favor. Right, favor. Ahead, favor. Behind, favor. Above, favor. At home, favor. At school, favor. At work, favor. In the society, favor. In the church, favor. Everywhere, favor. With favor without compassion as a shield. Somebody declare. Open your mouth and declare. Say, I am compassed about with favor. With what are you compassed about? So, that's the truth. Wherever you find yourself, if you find yourself in a situation that looks contrary to favor, it's a veil. It's a veil. Don't accept the veil. Don't let that intimidate you. Don't let it depress you. Don't let it change your confession. Don't let it change your attitude. Nothing has changed. His love for you never changes. He has loved you with an everlasting love. His plan for you never changes. Circumstances don't change his plan for you. He is God. The devil will organize certain things to test your conviction in the veracity of God's promise and plan for you. You are compassed about with favor. Somebody declare, say, I am. Compass about with favor. Anytime, any day, everywhere, anywhere, if you're a child of God, that's you. If you find yourself in a situation now when you put your nose in the air and say, what about this? What about this situation I'm going through? What about this financial thing? What about people that hated me? What about even the challenges in my family? This doesn't look like favor. It's a veil to check your character, to check your faith, to check whether you are steady in believing the word of the Lord. Your forefathers in the faith went through the same. But they declared, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Why thou cast down, O my soul? They refused to be cast down. They refuse to let circumstances dictate their mindset about the love of God and the plan of God for them. You are convinced, I'm highly favored. Somebody declared, I am highly favored. Say it like you are sure. You're very familiar with the case of Job. You're very familiar. You're familiar with the case of Joseph. You're very familiar. You're familiar with the case of Daniel. I'm going to mention him very shortly. One of the people in the Old Testament that God said was highly favored, highly beloved. Who should say? Joseph. Ooh, the doyen of the family. The guy with the coat of many colors. The prophetic boy with a prophetic mantle. The revelation boy that will see his own shape standing in favor. Please declare, say, I am standing in favor. And the sheep of his brothers surrounding him, bowing down to him. Favor commands dominion. Makes you walk in dominion. Psalm 30 verse 7. Thou through thy favor hast made my mountains to stand strong. You've made my mountain to stand tall, taller than the rest. Not because I'm smart, but because of your favor upon my life. Is she stood taller than the rest through favor. Before he could do anything right or wrong, his father favored him. Favor is not purchased. That's why it's favor. Favor is not procured. That's why it's favor. I'll tell you some basic qualifications later. Just keep your fingers crossed. But it is favor. Favor. Someone say favor. Louder. 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 Psalm 44 verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Of course, you must hold your sword. God needs for you to hold your sword. You must take responsibility. But what God gives you is way beyond your capacity, beyond your capability, beyond your strength, beyond your might, beyond your sword. God wants you to be responsible. Yes, because for every blessing of the Lord, there are two sides of the coin. How many sides? Talk to me. GLT, let me hear you. There's a part you must do. God can do it, but he won't. Because he wants us to be responsible children. There's a side that God must do. You can't. No matter what you do. You can roll away the stone from the tomb of your Lazarus. You don't have the ability to call your Lazarus forth. And he won't roll the stone for you. He gave them instruction. Roll away the stone. You guys can do that. And they did. When they did what they could do to demonstrate their responsibility, their sense of commitment, their sense of responsibility, he kicked in to do what they couldn't do. Three words only. Lazarus, come forth. Three words that were never repeated. And the Bible says, he that was dead was. I love that scripture, Pastor. Somebody here. The challenge of your life becomes history tonight. You don't catch it. You don't catch it. You don't catch it. Until John the Baptist's word came, he was dead. But the one who conquered death, the one who swallowed up death in victory, the Lord of life himself, spoke. Lazarus, come forth. He was doing what Mary and Martha couldn't do. He didn't do for Mary and Martha what they could do. You can pray, but you can't answer your own prayer. And if you don't pray, you miss the answer. You will not miss your favor. I didn't hear your amen. They rolled away the stone. He spoke. Lazarus was dead until his word came. When his word came, death was swallowed up in victory. In human experience, in physical life, death is the ultimate that the devil could do. The highest. The worst was death. When death takes place, end of the story, they put him in the tomb. His beloved ones came close and said, Brother Lazarus, we love you. You know we love you. We sent for Jesus when you were sick. He didn't come when you were sick. He came only after you were dead. This is how far we can go. End of story. And they rolled a stone, full stop. But then Jesus stepped in. He's stepping into somebody's life today. If you're the one, say amen. I don't care what they have said about you. Your story is changing to glory. The same people that have derided you, that have castigated you, that have spoken evil against you, they are coming to bow before you. Let heaven hear your amen. Let heaven hear your amen. When his word came, the problem, this was not a challenge, my friend. There's a difference between a challenge and a problem. When you have an issue in your life and you know what to do, you don't have a problem. You have a challenge. Go address it. When you have an issue in your life and you don't have a clue, you don't have an answer, you search all around, no answer, nobody to help you. It's not a challenge, my friend. It's a problem. Call it spade, spade. Lazarus couldn't bring himself out of the grave. His sister couldn't bring him out. They were clueless. It was a problem. They could only weep. Even their weeping couldn't change the situation. Like some people, you are hearing me. You've cried and cried over your issue and cried and cried. Come on, stop crying. Move into the gear of faith. God does not respect your crying. Your crying doesn't move God. It's when you activate your faith in his word. Because faith honors God. God honors faith. Anytime. Faith is to say, God, you are trustworthy. God, you are reliable. God, I can depend on you. God, even though what you say does not make sense, because it's you that have said it, I believe you. I believe you. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by your word. Your word alone. Your word. God stands up on the throne to honor such a commitment of faith. So stop weeping. Move into the gear of faith. So his problem remained until his word came. The Bible talked about Joseph. They hurt his feet with fetters of iron. Until his word came. The day his word came, the story changed. Our God is a changing changer. I'm his agent of change. I told you I didn't come to teach. I didn't come to preach. I came to speak by the anointing and the authority of the Most High God. And none of his word will fall to the ground, according to Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 10. He said, as the rain, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and to bud. That he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He said, so shall my word be that proceed, that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. It shall not return to me empty. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. A lady here, you have a growth by your left breast. I don't know you from Adam. I don't know you. But the one who knows you is the one who called me, who sent me, who is standing by me like a mighty, terrible warrior. And there is nothing impossible with him. He's the one sending his word to you. Who are thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? That shall be made a plain. That growth must vanish now. You will never see it again. The word of the Lord is making you whole. That affliction will never arise again. Oh, that amen is lazy. The day Joseph's word came, prison experience was over. And Pastor Joseph was not promoted. No. We read a scripture, Psalm 75 verse 6, promotion cometh not from the east, or from the west, or from the south, or from the Lord. Read it in the original version, close to the original. It talks of lifting. For lifting, lifting, lifting is totally different from promotion. Normally, when you are promoted, you are moved to the next level. Or if you are like me, when I was in primary one, they considered me brilliant and they gave me double promotion. So I skipped primary two. And I went to primary three. I was still in the primary. I was promoted. Joseph wasn't promoted. If a prisoner is promoted, he will gain his liberty. He's a prisoner. 1001, you are free. And he will rejoice. To be taken from the prison, my goodness, and to become the prime minister of the most powerful nation on earth, that's no promotion, that's lifting. Ah. There is somebody here. You braved all the odds to be here. God has asked me to announce your lifting has come. A short while from now, the whole world will hear your news. In the name of Jesus. Please, sinner, sinner, sinner. What happened to David was not promotion. No. No. It was a shepherd boy. 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 Someone say boy. Let me hear you. You're not talking. When he offered to kill Goliath, King Saul asked Abner, whose child is the lad? In the Old Testament, people they call lad as small boy, young chaps. Young child that are just growing to become teenager. Whose child is the lad? And Abner said, we don't know. We don't know, sir. No, we don't know. Lad. Boy. When he was talking to his brother, what have we done to the man who killed this? Shut him up. We are the soldier. What are you doing with those few sheep of your father. Few ships. When you see anybody talking you down, ridiculing your vision, they are vision killers. Walk away from them. Let no man despise your youth. Let no man despise your vision. Your vision is your life. If you don't have a vision driving you, you are not fit to live. There must be something that is pushing you night and day, pushing you to pray, pushing you to fast, pushing you to be restless, pushing you to stay awake to walk when others are sleeping, pushing you to study the scripture when others are watching the television. Something driving you inside. The day a man's vision dies, the man dies. The man dies. Take care of your vision. He was not qualified to be in the military. Oh my goodness. The day a king was going to be chosen from his father's house, his father didn't consider him qualified. Please. Don't blame Jesse. Small boys don't become king. The guys from his own estimation that were qualified to be king, he assembled them. And so you can see, David was not his father's choice. David was not his brother's choice. David was a lad. Somebody say lad. That's King James' version. Somebody say lad. Oh, come on, say lad now. A boy. David was not even the prophet's choice. No. If God didn't intervene, the prophet would have anointed the wrong person. When he saw tall Eliab, he kicked into the prophetic voice. Surely, the Lord's anointed is before him. That's a professional prophetic voice. I'm going to say, excuse me, Samuel, that's your candidate. Not mine. I have rejected him. Whosoever will take your place, that is occupying the place or seeking to occupy the place that God has earmarked for you in destiny, we pack them aside. Nobody else will take your place. Occupy your place. Today you are lifted. Through the high favor of the Lord, you are lifted. You are lifted. You are lifted. Sit down. And the Lord said to the prophet, I rejected him. Huh? Jesse, are these your children? Yes. Over there is a boy. He's a boy. Does the word of David make any sense to you now? When my father and my mother rejects me, then the Lord will take me up. On the day that mattered most, his father didn't bring him in. Said, send for him. I'm not going to sit down. Until he comes. The greatest prophet in the land will not sit down until a boy comes. High favor. Lift up your right hand. The great and the mighty, they will stand up for you. Kings and presidents and governors, they will stand up for you. They will honor you. Somebody here, nations will wait for your word. Nations will wait for your word. Nations will wait for your word. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. Sit down. As soon as David came, the Lord said, He's the one. Anointed. From a shepherd boy, He didn't become a soldier. He didn't become a captain. He didn't become a general. He became the king of Israel. That's not promotion. He was not anywhere in the realm that he used to be. Son, give me the minstrel. Play that thing. You are helping me to preach. Somebody here, hear me. After tonight's meeting, they will look for you where they used to find you. They will not find you. Because the Lord is lifting you. He's lifting you. He's lifting you. David testified. He said, Psalm 3 verse 3, but thou, O Lord, art the shield and above me. You are my glory and the lifter up. You didn't just promote me. You lifted me. Above my brothers, you lifted me. Above the military, the soldiers, you lifted me. Above even my father, you lifted me. Above everybody else in the nation, you lifted me. I declare to somebody here, you are lifted. You are lifted. You are lifted. You are lifted. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you the difference, sit down, between promotion and lifting. Promotion is usually a result of brilliance. I was brilliant. Let me make my boast in the Lord. I led every class that I ever attended in my life up until the Polytechnic, Ibadan. I went a long route, primary school, then 3-year break, then primary, secondary, modern school. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. When I speak secondary modern school, I'm speaking Greek. It's the older ones that know. Secondary modern school, 3 years. I went to teachers college, 3 years. I became a trained, certificated, grade 2 teacher. And we boast. And I went to the Polytechnic, Ibadan. And then went to spend 5 years as an engineering student at the University of Lagos. It was a long route. God knew the assignment he had for me. He was cooking me, stage by stage, stage by stage. He was preparing me. He wanted me to be a tempered steel, tested, taken through the fire. Because he saw the weight of glory coming on me. Because glory has weight. If you don't have capacity, when the weight of glory for which you don't have capacity comes on you, you crack. The glory is wasted. You are wasted. Many people that have brought reproach to the name of the Lord, they didn't wait for God to cook them, to prepare. Our God is a God of preparation. Even Jesus Christ's son was prepared for 30 years for his life assignment. Moses, when he thought he was ready, God sent him to the University of Wilderness to be prepared for 40. Preparation. When God is giving you opportunity to sit under the leadership of people like this, submit yourself. Let God cook you. Let God take you through. Because he's taking you somewhere. And where God is taking you, you will get there. Yeah. Who will get there? So David was lifted. He was the stone that the builders rejected. That became the headstone of the house. Promotion could be a result of brilliance. I was brilliant. Primary 1, they put me in primary 3. When you talk of favor, lifting, Your brilliance has nothing to do with it. Your connection has nothing to do with it. Go ask Joseph. Go ask David. Who did David connect? What about Esther? That was no promotion. Esther was an orphan. Orphan. Father, mother, killed in war. The war that took his uncle captive to Persia. Was living with his own, with her uncle. Poor young girl. Oh, when it was time for her lifting, the queen made a mistake. Was packed aside. Again, if there is anybody occupying your place by prophetic authority, I pack them aside. You will step into their place. In the name of Jesus. You will occupy your place. Somebody here, you will testify. That position you have been praying, fasting for is delivered to you. You know what? The queen made a mistake. Thank you, man. And then they were searching for throughout the empire with over 120 provinces. They gathered girls all from the rich, from the great, from the mighty homes. Beautiful. With expensive clothing, makeups. They want to paint the cheek. They want to paint the lips. They want to paint the forehead. Trust ladies when they are going for a fashion parade. Trust them. Do you apologize, my own girl? This girl is a simple girl. They bypass all others. She found favor. Lift up your right hand. In the house of God today, you have found favor. Favor has located you. High favor. High favor. High favor. What your sword can never give to you, what your pen can never give to you, what your brain can never give to you, receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. A poor orphan girl became the first lady of the greatest empire on earth. That's no promotion, that's lifting. Who is receiving lifting? I will lead you to pray. Let me finish. Sit down. I'll finish. So, lifting by favor. Lifting by favor. I will leave the case of Daniel till tomorrow. In the morning we'll talk about it. Maybe in the morning we'll talk about how you swing your sword. You know too well that it is not your sword that will take you where you are going. You know it. It is what God does that is done. It is what God blesses that is blessed. In life, the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. It is not of him that wins, nor of him that runs. It's of God that showeth mercy. If they tell you God does not lift people by mercy, tell them the lie. And cite me as an example. I was born to a poor family in a very poor village. We were so poor, the poor were calling us poor. I walked barefooted to school 3 miles in the morning and returned in the heat of the sun 3 miles every day, barefooted. And they tell you that now I'm flying around the world, flying first class, those days when the plane is flying across our village, in our singlet, the underwear that is broken here, broken at the back, dirty and smelly, in a tiny pant with which we run around the village. Hey, balloon. Goodbye, balloon. Greet the queen. Buy me bread. Any parent, father, grandfather, that was like in my case, was a lot of you young people, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Balloon. Did not tell me that I've been preaching around the world. I've lifted the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ in 97 nations of the earth. Don't clap. Don't clap. Give him glory. Don't clap. Don't clap. If you come close enough to me, you will see the signpost of local tradition on my face. That ought to qualify me for rejection anywhere. But my sense of dignity is solid. Solid. Strong. Because I have found high favor with the Lord. Like me, that's your business. Don't like me, that's your business. But one thing I know, if you tap into my grace that I carry, you will be lifted. Be lifted. Be lifted. Be lifted. See your calling, brethren, not many mighty, not many wise, not many noble. God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the things that are wise. God does it so no one will boast in his sight. I think God did it like that and allowed me to be marked like that. I was the last to be marked like that in my family. The one that followed me wasn't marked. I think God saw the future, that if I don't do something with this boy is going to be so high that if I don't do something, the glory may crush him. Yeah, man. And I'm good. He lifted me. And he will lift you. Today, beyond your dreams, in the name of Jesus, lift your two hands to the Lord. Say, Father, through your favor, high favor, lift me very high, beyond my dreams, beyond my labor, beyond my sword, beyond my wisdom, beyond my capacity. Father, you did it for Joseph. Do it for me. You did it for Mary. Do it for me. You did it for Esther. Do it for me. You did it for David. Do it for me. I present myself as your candidate for high favor and high lifting. Do it for me. Now. 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 Come on, pray. Pray that prayer. moving across the rows, across the aisles, raising people, lifting people, exalting people, blessing people. Your lifting has come. Your lifting has come. Your lifting has come. Begin to bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let them hear your amen. I'm going to pray two prayers. We'll leave the rest of tomorrow morning. While all eyes are closed, listen to this. If you want to be forgiven your sins, you want to be truly saved, don't sit down yet. I want you to sit down later. You want to be genuinely born again. You want to make it to heaven. You want to become a true child of the Most High God. You don't just want to be religious. You don't just want to go to church. You don't just want to be nice, cultured, polished, educated. You want to be truly saved. You want to have the Spirit of God in you, testifying that you are a child of God. Today is your day. I'm going to pray for you, and your lifting will begin. Male or female, young or old, great or small, educated or otherwise, rich or poor, whosoever you are, God does not discriminate based on anything, the color of your skin or your social status. He loves you as you are. You want your sins forgiven you. You want to be born again. You want to make it to heaven. You want to be a child of God. Raise your hand where you are. I want to pray for you. The Lord said I should pray for you. Raise it high up. Thank you. Thank you. I want to be saved. Raise it. High, high, high. Let me see. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I want my sins forgiven me. Thank you. I want to receive eternal life. I want to receive the gift of eternal life. I want to experience divine lifting. I want to be lifted out of the miry clay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. All of you that raise your hands, please come. Come to the altar. Take all your bags, your phone, whatever you brought to church. Come. Come to the altar. Let's come. Give the Lord a hand for them. Come to the altar. Come on here. Yes, come, 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 come. Just stand. God bless you. Come, come, come. Who else? I want my sins forgiven me. I want to receive eternal life. God bless you. I want to be truly born again. I want to become a new creature. I want to make it to heaven. I want to be saved. I'm still waiting for you here. Come. Clap for them. Clap for them. Come. Clap for them. Somebody is coming. Somebody is coming. Step out here. Thank you, Jesus. All of you in front here. Oh, there is somebody. There is somebody. I feel rest. Are you the one, son? Come on here. Come on here. Come on here. Thank you. Those of you in front, put your hand on your chest like this and pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Today, I receive you by faith into my heart as my Savior and my Lord. From today, Jesus is my Lord. Amen. I'll pray for you now. Receive eternal life in Jesus' name. Your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. The hold of the devil over your life is destroyed in Jesus' name. Your life is transformed in Jesus' name. From today, the Lord begin to lift you and to lift you and to lift you. There shall be no end to your lifting. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. All of you. Where do we go? Okay, look at this gentleman. Clap for them. Clap for them. Everybody, sit down. Sit down 1 minute. The second prayer. The second prayer is intentional and directed by the Holy Spirit. Take a significant seed to connect high favor for your lifting. I'm standing on the sacred altar of God. I'm not a fundraiser. I'm not. But when the glory of God shows up like this, and God wants to do what your sword cannot do, they got not the land in possession by their own sword, then you put a seed on the altar. You determine it based on what you want from the Lord. 1,000, 3,000, 10,000, whatever. A significant seed. With that seed in your hand, I pray for you. I know this is GLT is an e-church. The bank account will be on the screen. You can transfer your seed. It's my significant seed for high favor. My significant seed for my lifting. I want something beyond promotion. Promotion is what happens when I pass exams. What happens based on my intelligence, my creativity. I want lifting. Lifting does not come from the east or the west or the north or the south. It comes from the Lord. I want lifting. And I want to dare you to believe God for something that is way beyond your capacity. Something you cannot do for yourself. Something nobody can do for you. And use your seed to connect it. When you are ready, stand on your feet. I pray for you. And then you will drop your seed. You will drop your seed. Son, please get me a seed, a significant seed. When you're ready, whether you are ready to transfer it or you are writing a check, if you are old school like me, or you are with your cash, the world is going cashless already. You have determined the seed you're going to give. Stand on your feet. Lift it to God, or lift your hand to God. Father, you know the heart of all men. For each of these your children, whatever constitutes a lifting for them today, I release high favor for that lifting. High favor. High favor. High favor. Not ordinary favor. High favor. Amen. High favor. Amen. Through this seed, connect grace for your lifting. Amen. When you step out of this sanctuary tonight, you are stepping into your lifting. Amen. It is settled. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.